Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, before I get into my topic, I support, you know, I'm not Christian. As a matter of fact, I think the Bible may be a collection of stories from earlier works.
Oh, yeah, that's been proven. I mean, much of the Old Testament came out of the Epic of Gilgamesh.
That's the word I couldn't bring to mind.
Okay, well, you know, back then there was no such thing as copyright or intellectual property, and because the item of value was the physical book itself because of the work that went into making it. And so, yeah, people were copying from each other and adapting the stories all over the place.
Right, but, you know, but the in Christianity, you know, the moral teachings and stuff I do agree with, for the most part.
Yeah.
And so people who follow that, and they want to have their children grow up in what they seem, what I believe to be in a healthy environment where they can grow up, have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, get married, have children. That way their parents can have grandchildren and a family.
Yep.
And have, you know what I mean? Yeah. And they want that, so they send their children to Christian school. Now, if you introduce transgenders in there, these kids who have been groomed, okay, because they used to say that, oh, they're born that way. If they were born that way, why were there so few 20 years ago? So obviously,
because it's being sold as something that's desirable. And I think a large number of the people kids going around saying I'm transgender or non-binary or whatever, they're just saying that to be socially acceptable.
Right, yeah. So if they want their children not to be exposed to that in the classroom, through their classmates, in the bathroom, in the gym, after school, online, I don't blame them at all. I think it's their right, because you have no choice, it seems like, in a public school system where, you know, in most places it's going to be taught by teachers, you know, and by these shrinks and these doctors, these nurses that are all, you know, bought into the agenda.
So okay.
So that's my view on that. Now, I thought you were a little unfair on a caller a couple of days ago concerning 9/11 and the thing of airplanes. I'm just going to say this right here. You know, I think something did hit these buildings. Okay, something was flying because people were looking up, and there were different descriptions of what they saw. But, you know, passenger aircraft tend to have bodies and luggage in there.
Well,
it was unfound.
Actually, there are photos of the cleanup around the Pentagon where there's all kinds of luggage, crushed luggage, you know, the frames and everything. And if you go to my Pentagon plane page, which I will repost to What Really Happened as soon as we're at the next commercial break, you know, there are photos showing, you know, piles and piles of luggage. And, you know, of course, the bodies were treated with a little bit more respect.
So there was luggage. What happened to the engines then? How come there was such a small hole in the Pentagon?
Well, you know, I mentioned that the other day when the plane hit on the ground floor. And again, planes are not designed to burrow through concrete and bricks. The plane shattered, but the heavy components like the potable water tank, the engines and the wing box, they did punch through and create holes that went all the way through to the other side of that particular ring. And then the upper two floors, the upper floors above that ground floor, pancaked down and pretty much obliterated, you know, most of the openings.
Yeah, I've seen the silhouette of the Boeing, was 767, was it? Yeah. Put up against the Pentagon, and the wings went into areas that were untouched.
Because those areas were from the upper floors and fell down, you know, the whole building dropped down, crushing that ground floor.
Yeah, I think that where the roof collapsed. You know, that whole area was renovated.
Yes.
Before the naval investigator.
Yeah, it was being reinforced.
Yeah, that's just like there was a elevator work in the two towers in the summer leading up to 9/11. And that's just kind of coincidental. I mean, that's a prime opportunity to put something in there. But there was no luggage there that I saw in New York.
Well, I'm going to put up
a passport.
Well, you know, in New York, all the luggage and the bodies were inside the building, and they got crushed down in the rubble when the buildings collapsed.
And none of it would fell on the street. No wings or nothing broke off. I mean, those are, you know, they weren't flying into paper buildings.
Well, they weren't exactly paper. I mean, the outer part of the building was aluminum sheeting over a steel frame, which is why the buildings were actually in structural trouble, because of galvanic corrosion from all the salt air coming in from the Atlantic. And so the building was actually deteriorated.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that cladding thrown across the street, and the buildings look pretty strong to me. But, anyhow, I know we're not going to agree on this topic, but I just thought I'd raise it.
No, we're not.
All right. We're going to let you go now.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and I'm going to put up my article on the plane that crashed into the Pentagon, and we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thanks, Mike, for taking my phone call. Insanity's on my mind. I mean, we're still talking politics, and we've been going through our entire lives, and we've been voting people in who say some really wonderful stuff during their campaigns, and they never do anything that they say. And
yeah,
yet we're
liars.
Still putting...
Yeah.
And so we're still putting our faith in the 2022 election, and we're still putting our faith into Donald Trump in 2024, if we even make it there. Now, having said that, though, the insanity is that we're still talking politics when our food is going to run out here shortly. I mean, just because it's not gone now, they've done the steps. They've taken the steps to destroy our food for the next year. And we won't get no even winter crops. You know, the winter wheat won't be planted because there's no fertilizer. All this food that did not get processed this year is going to really affect us in the following year. And
well, now, you know, just, the answer is simple. We're going to eat the politicians.
Well, no, that we're going to eat bugs.
They taste
if you
like
listen
chicken.
To our
They're
Klaus Schwab.
Okay.
No. Hey, no, I hear.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'll draw the line. Klaus Schwab is off my menu.
Yeah, personally, yeah. But I hear tell that human bodies taste like pork.
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know from personal experience, but I'm willing to find out, you know, to get rid of the government.
Yeah, but the thing is that we're all still going on, and we're still talking about stuff that, I don't know, we need to really actually organize here, Mike. Somehow, some way, we have to get off of just having talking points and start talking some serious stuff, you know, whatever
Do you remember what happened in Romania? I mean, Ceausescu was this horrible dictator, and, you know, they had TV cameras on every street corner watching people, kind of like what we do today, and there was a secret police running around messing with people like the FBI does here. And, you know, anybody visiting Romania, you know, a month before it all came apart would have looked around and said, no, it seems like people are happy and they're content and so forth. And then all of a sudden, sporting event, you know, a protest starts out, and it turns just spontaneously into this political rally. And 2 weeks later, Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national TV. It could happen that fast here.
Hey, and it really does need to happen that fast here. We've got to get rid of these people. These people are just simply, I mean, how much do you need to know what they're doing to destroy what we already have? Having said that, did you ever see that? You know, you've probably seen Mark Dice before, but this was another guy. He's talking to these girls and these guys and stuff, and he's asking them simple questions. What's the capital of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? The United States has a capital? Okay.
It does make the United States people look really bad, but you need to understand that these videos are heavily edited, you know, to basically focus on the people who don't know what's going on. And, you know, the vast majority of people do know the answers to these questions. But I think Mark's point that he's trying to make is that if our public education system was working as intended, then everybody would know the answer to these basic questions.
And that's not too much to ask to be you know, because we put so much money into it. But on the same token, when they came to the Kardashians, every single person that, because he asked all these questions, you get to hear all the answers to the questions that they don't have answers to. And then when he gets to the Kardashians, they know everything about him and stuff. So this is where we're at, Mike. And this is going to lead to some big problems, especially in the big cities. Thank God you're in Santa Claus. It's not a big city.
Not that.
Well,
have you ever noticed at the supermarket, you know, there are magazine racks right by the checkout, you know, impulse buy here. And what are the magazines that are in there? Celebrity gossip, tabloid, you know, Yellow Journalism, National Enquirer, Midnight Sun.
Yeah.
And this is what passes for news, and this is what people read because they just grab it while they're checking out the groceries. And, for lazy people who just want stuff handed to them, this is their view of the world. To really understand what's going on, you have to work at that because the powers that be don't want you to know what's really going on. And as I mentioned the other day, I mean, we all know the government lies to us, but the vast majority of people don't understand the scale of the deception that we live in every single day of our lives.
Absolutely. The depth of the lies are just profound. I mean, most people, the average Joe on the street that has no idea there's a problem with the food other than the prices are going up and there's a few things missing on the shelves. And they just think, whoa, this too shall pass. And here we are. And when this gets to that point, think of all these huge cities when you go down to your local market and you can't pick up a loaf of bread anymore, or you can't get a hot dog, or you can't get none of the stuff that was there before is there. You got minimal stuff. People are going to start getting angry. And we already, you know, in California, it's already whatever that thing is. I mean, California, whatever.
Well, it was about, 2 weeks ago, there was an article that came out in one of the major mainstream outlets saying, well, you know, cannibalism isn't all that bad. You know, I guess
was in New York Times.
Depopulate the world. The way they're going to depopulate the world is have us eat each other.
By the way, for the record,
I taste terrible.
Well, for the record, I've never tasted myself. Oh, my blood tasted salty. I got to tell you that. When I was a kid, I used to suck my little cuts and stuff. So it does taste salty. That's all I can say. But I don't want to. I don't want to be some sort of pork product on somebody's table. You know, the leg of Andy's thigh. Here we go.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I got. Hey, people out there, you got to get ready for this food thing. I don't care how much you have stored up in your garage, your storage center, your bunker, how much fuel you got, whatever. It's only going to last so long. So at some point, you're going to have to lash out, because when everybody else runs out of food and they see that you're still healthy and they meet you and you bump into people and stuff, they're going to know you have food. They're going to come for it. There's so many ways that people will be able to tell that you have food. And so we're going to have some serious problems, especially in the cities. This is going to be horrific. And if they really did blow up over 100 processing plants and whatnot, and they have killed several hundred thousand heads of cattle, and you heard about that Amish dude in Pennsylvania who got a $300,000 fine.
Yeah, they just shut him down.
Yeah, it was a co-op.
Ridiculous.
He had 4,000 people.
We've got a lot of Amish and Mennonite around here. They sell their products in the local supermarkets, and frankly, they're very good.
Yeah, because they're organic, straight up organic. But this guy, 300,000. So here's a warning to: if you guys have a local farmer that you buy your food from, be willing to defend it.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
We'll let you go with that, there, Mike. Have a good day. All right.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi,
Jim,
Mike.
In New York. Oh, there you are. Okay, you're on the air.
How are you? I haven't talked to you in over a year.
Yeah, I was wondering what had happened to you.
Well, I'm still alive.
Well, good. Me
but,
too.
I usually don't call unless I have something that no one else is saying, you know. I have, like, Tom in Florida to talk about immigration. So I don't have to call about that issue.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So I, you know, I enjoy, great to hear Andy, great to hear Joe from Tennessee, and Tom. So how's everything? Are you good? I haven't talked to you in over a year.
Well, you know, it's been kind of a rough year medically for Claire and I, but, you know, we're doing okay. Next Monday, I turn 70. And, we're still, you know, we're hanging in.
Good. Well, my issue, I always try to call with something no one else is talking about.
Okay.
And it seems a lot on the right, if you will, they're falling back into the right-left paradigm. And, it seems it's back to Republicans versus Democrats. And, you know, I vote for some Republicans on a local level. Mm-hmm. They're better than the Democrats on a local and state level. But, you know, I have to say, after the big red wave that's coming, as long as you have McConnell, McCarthy, and Romney and others in leadership positions,
yeah,
there'll be no change. No change. And, we've been through this how many times? I mean, from 16 to 18, the Republicans, they had it all.
Yeah.
And what did they do? They increased defense spending by $80 billion, and they cut taxes for billionaires.
No, am I saying, so did the Democrats.
Yeah, I know. Am I saying don't vote for Republicans? No. There's some who are good, and I do vote for some Republicans, but, it's just the Republican establishment. They're the same. There'll be no change. I mean, all they care about is money. You know, they're indifferent to, like, these cultural issues like drag queen story hour, abortion, gun rights. The Republican establishment, they don't care about those issues,
I think they're going to care about them now because so many Americans are waking up to those issues. Of course, the economy is first and foremost on the top of every voter's mind. But, you know, looking at what's going on in school boards across the country, especially down in Florida, the voters are waking up to what's going on in public education. I'm sure most parents' attitude was, you know, the kid goes to school in the morning, comes home in the afternoon, and I don't need to think about it beyond that. And now Americans are waking up and saying, we had better keep a closer look on just what these schools are doing to our kids.
Well, that's true. But I'm talking about the big money Republican establishment. And they don't care.
They care about the big money. And again, that's true of the Democrats as well. The big money politicians, all they care about is the big money. You know, money is addicting. Power is addicting.
Yep. And, the Romneys, who's like a shark, who's an he sold jobs overseas, he outsourced jobs.
Yep. Yep.
He's a big player in the Republican Party. And until you get rid of these guys, Mike, I'm afraid there won't be any change in November.
Well, all the safeguards that were originally put in place to disconnect money from politics have all been erased. And that's the problem. You need to reinstate them. Okay, Jim, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Oh, yeah. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
I'm sorry, I'm a little late coming back and from the show. And my goodness. Let's see. Francis, Francis in North Carolina, that's our next call. What's on your mind?
Hey, kiddo. Best wishes to you both, and have a fun weekend if I don't talk to you before that. If what DeSantis is doing actually materializes, and it's not just a publicity stunt or photo op or whatever regarding people that have fallen for the issue at hand with the corona fiasco, more power to him. But if it's otherwise, he's really put, well, like most politicians, they tend to do things just to make themselves look good for whatever reason it might be. And it's going to end up putting a black mark on the record. Not that they really care. But if he does happen to pull that off where he actually can make the pharmaceutical industries responsible and actually help instead of hurting for a change, I'll be pleasantly shocked. And I'm not joking about that, because the pharmaceutical industry is gotten the protection of the federal government, which he is supposed to be a part of.
No. DeSantis is part of a state government. He is not part of the federal government.
Oh, wow. In that case, excuse me. Thank you for the correction, for that matter. If he's able to fight against that, I'll be bloody impressed. Oh, and on a secondary note, even though a child may be under the roof of the parents or whatever that's going through this transgender, transsexual crap or whatever you want to call it, I'm getting sick of it for that matter.
Yes, me too.
Until the child becomes matures into a legal adult, hands off. Stop ruining the child's wonder of innocence, for crying out loud. They may be under the parents' roof.
I absolutely agree, 100%.
They may be under the parents' roof, and the parents have control over that child. But excuse me, where is your sense of discretion as far as a parent is concerned? How were you raised? Did your parents raise you to be something other than what you have biologically until you biologically make up your own bloody mind? I mean, enough of this garbage. Enough of the psycho warfare. I mean, enough's enough. I'm getting sick of it, and every time I hear somebody saying, well, this child was doing this or this child doing that, I mean, even a child that was in South Carolina that had both sexes, the doctor made up their mind as to what the child's sex is, and believe it or not, the kid, when they became adults, went back and confronted the doctor because they made the wrong choice. So with that, I have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my Corona. Thank you. Later.
All right, later, and we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Jim was the caller, I believe. Jim, how come you're not voting for your MAGA candidates, not establishment candidates, MAGA candidates? I kind of went through this with all of you guys a couple of months ago, how to determine whether or not your candidate is a MAGA candidate or not. The true telltale signs are, ask your candidate, do you know anything about the World Economic Forum? Do you know anything, dude, about, you know, what's going on, dude, in world events and things like that? If they can't tell you anything about that, you know, then they belong, you know, not on the ballot. But long story short, man, you know, the truth be told, this generation, dude, of candidates, dude, that's coming through that Donald Trump inspired is going to do things. These were normal people, dude, beforehand. They weren't lawyers. They weren't academics or anything like that. They were normal people, dude, who are tired of it. And then, honestly and truly, when they sit there and say, oh, well, we had the House and the Senate in 16 and 18. Well, guess what, dude? We had Republicans, dude, that weren't willing to sit here and fight for Donald Trump, dude. We had a bunch of betrayers and backstabbers sitting in there, you know, sitting there just, you know, cool with getting the money, dude. All right, we'll wait Donald Trump out, dude. He'll be a one-term president, dude, I believe, because he's got so much scrutiny and all that stuff, dude, around him, you know, that we'll just sit back and we'll outweigh him. You know, what did Donald Trump do when he was in office? All the neocons and all that stuff, man. You know, they came out and they backstabbed him, you know, pushed the omnibus bill that, and last time I remember correctly, you know, Donald Trump, dude, threatened to shut down our federal government, dude, and it was the control of the purse that outranked him and sat here and forced him, you know, to say, hey, look, dude, you're going to sign this, dude, and that's that. But Donald Trump, dude, was under protest all the time when he was sitting there signing these bills. He didn't have the reinforcements that he is going to have now in 2022 because normal people are running for Congress. Normal people are advancing from Congress and going to Senate. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene and Melissa, man. You know, there is hope for the future, everyone. But you want to know what? I hate to say this. We're going to have to fight for it. You ain't going to sit here and be this cool Republican, dude, that once we win, we're going to be gracious and we're going to accept the shortcomings of our predecessor. We are demanding
Marco, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
And welcome back to our show here. We have a couple of open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to John in Washington, D.C. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I've listened to you since the Alex Jones days. Haven't missed too many shows.
Thank you.
Been listening to a lot of the callers over the years question why these people with vast power and money would want to basically destroy such a nice country. Just you have to study the background, and I think Tom in Florida and some others have straight out asked that same question. And there's an author named Douglas Reed who was a very prominent editor for London Times, 40s, 50s, made a lot of money, was well-renowned, and after he retired, he vowed to write a book about what would be going on in the future. It's called The Controversy of Zion. Tom needs to buy that book by Douglas Reed. It's just a comprehensive history that will answer a lot of questions for Tom. Second thing, and then I'll get off, let somebody else get on here. There's also a book by Paul Thompson called The Terror Timeline, Minute by Minute Chronicle of the 9/11. In that book, he reports there was congressional testimony by a Navy officer who had returned to the Pentagon for her first day back from maternity leave. She had her baby with her. She was in the room next to where the hole in the building was made. She reported to Congress, and in the book it states that she was told not to make this report and to change to a different story, which she did not do. She reported to Congress. She walked out of the hole in the Pentagon and smelled cordite as she walked out with her baby. So that really made me think, well, that does not sound much like a plane. But it's in the book, The Terror Timeline by Paul Thompson, if anybody's interested. I'll let you go, Mike. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Now, real quick question. Have you personally ever smelled cordite? Oh, I guess he hung up. Well, I certainly never have. You know, cordite, before it's used, doesn't have a smell. And the only time you're going to smell cordite is if you're in a battle. So, you know, if this lady had been in a battle, maybe. But again, the government was deliberately trying to push the no plane theory at the Pentagon to try and kookify anybody questioning the official story of 9/11. So, again, I did post that article, the plane at the Pentagon, to the front of whatreallyhappened.com, so you can go on in there and see the material I've collected, including photos of identifiable parts of the aircraft in the wreckage of the Pentagon's piles of the crushed-up luggage and so forth and so on. So you can take a look at that. All righty, we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, good day to you. To that last caller, John, I got a little info for him, but here's what I want to get started with this, and I want to get rolling with something else, but I want to start with this, Mike, and it's great to hear Jim call in. I hope he calls in more often, and Marco made a great point, too. We got to back Mega, for sure, absolutely, all the way. We're going to be totally crushed, but Mike, here's what I got to talk, and before I go down, Mike, have you seen the price of electric bills going on in South Florida, or even nationwide? Ever since this idiot mumbling buffoonery,
we're seeing it here too. We're seeing it here,
Mike,
too.
My electric bill's doubled, Mike, in a year and a half. It's doubled. My bill just came in at $372 today. I couldn't believe it. And this bumbling buffoon has destroyed the economy. But Mike, here's why I called you too. And I'm going to get into immigration in the end, but here's why I called you, Mike. I told Mike the screen caller I won a couple tickets to go see Roger Waters with Pink Floyd.
Yes,
I went to the show last night, Mike. It was really presented excellently for Pink Floyd to Pink Floyd of Roger Waters. But however, I'm going to tell you this, Mike. The Jewish Federation here in South Florida spent over, I think it was $500,000 on two ads in the Miami Herald to boycott Roger Waters, calling him anti-Semite, you know, racist and all this, right? So I'm figured, saw my friend, he wanted to go, but his wife, she didn't want him to go, but he went because he said, because she says, oh, he's an anti-Semite. I said, excuse me, he's not, who's saying this? But she told me, no, I didn't even know about it. She showed me the article in the Miami Herald. They had two front page, a page and one in the top front page, Mike, on the second page on the editorial section, on the end of the front page, okay? And you understand. So anyway, they spent quite a bit of money to run these ads. So I figured, oh, I don't give. So I go to the show, Mike, and all I basically saw was kind of anti-police, basically a lot of anti-white. And it did talk about, you know, how the Jews are. You know, it was a presented show that was really wonderfully done, actually, in some ways. But it was basically another hatred type thing about what the white man is basically kind of way. He's a white guy, but it's kind of like they're guilty. It was kind of perplexing to me. I didn't really. The scope of that whole concert was great. The music was fantastic. The singers and everything was great. The musicians were wonderful.
Okay.
Beautiful presented show. But, however, I noticed, and everybody thought there was going to be protests outside of the Miami Heat Arena there. There was no protest, Mike. There was 16, I think the total number 17,000 showed up for their concert. That's what I heard.
That's a good 17,
house. Yeah, it was a good house. 17,000 people showed up for this concert. It was really, the special effects were great, and a big pig floating around and the sheep and all that. It was incredible.
Okay.
Yeah, they were actually flown on drones. They were droning the animals that he put in the show, and it was really wonderfully done. I will hand it to Roger Waters. However, Mike, I believe Europe and here, like here, I think these people don't understand, especially the white people here. They are Northern European. They're basically the bloodline in Russia, as well as one caller said, a couple callers actually said, you know, Putin in a part of Russia, and even Norway and Sweden and England and Ireland, those people are Viking blood, Mike. They have Nordic blood in them. So why I see in North America, the founding fathers had Viking blood in them, whether you want to believe it or not. The founding fathers of this country, Washington and all them, they had Nordic blood in them. There's no question about it. Am I lying, Mike?
No, I mean, when you consider how far south into England the Vikings invaded, I mean, they reached all the way down to London, and, nature takes its course, and, the Viking blood was going to blend with the British blood.
That's correct, the Saxony blood or whatever. But, you know, the thing that we'd go into a World War III with that Russian, Mother Russia, that's insanity. Or you know, this is nuts, this talk of all this. Oh, you know, come on, man. We're all the same people, basically, here. But, you know, like I said, the concert was wonderful, Mike, and all that. And it was well done. But he was getting a little off kilter about the police. I mean, and then, you know, some of the things I didn't, like, agree with Roger Water, of course, on the gun issue. I'm not agreeing with what he's got to say about that. However, you're never going to stop that. There's still too many millions and millions of guns in this country to ever confiscate them all. That ain't happening, Mike.
Yes.
It's impossible. That's an impossibility. It will not happen. Forget it. It won't happen. That would be all-out civil war. But here's what I got to say now, Mike. Now, getting back to Biden, this guy is going to allow $10,000 of student debt loan forgiveness.
Yes.
Illegal aliens are coming here getting free college in California. I believe in New Mexico also. I think there's a couple other states. They're getting all these freebies. This guy's going to waive, I believe it was $10,000 per person whoever did their student loan. Mike, this is going to lead into hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, yet we're paying these astronomical electric bills. Our power grid is ready to take a dump. The water's not even – look what's going on in California with Lake Mead. I mean, the Army Corps engineers. And we're losing our country, Mike, to a bunch of babbling buffoons and imbeciles. And, you know, I got to tell you, Mike, when Roger Waters did present, I got to tell you, everybody in your audience, I want to understand this. When Roger Waters presented the fact of the song Money, I'm sure you heard the song about Money by Pink Floyd, Roger Waters and David Gilmour. Well, when he presented that, Mike, on the big screen, they had jumbo screens in there. These screens were like 100 feet, 200 feet wide. Between the two of them, there's 200 feet of screen there. Very wide, and very long. And, Mike, I noticed when he presented that song, they were showing these, like, big, fat-bellied pigs. Okay, they were dressed. They were characters like anime-type creatures.
Yeah.
And they had these real long noses and snouts. You know how a pig has a little snout? Well,
yes.
He made the noses, like, super long.
And, gotcha. This is going.
Well, I think you can, Mike. And what I'm trying to tell you is, in the Herald, they were saying there was going to be subliminals because they already had – Look at his concert before. And the subliminal message is, you know, they had the hammers and all that, the marching hammers, like when they made the movie The Wall. And I'm saying to myself, well, hey, wait a minute. We hear subliminals every day about how the leftists uses subliminals in movies and nonsense. You know, Tom Cruise got they wanted to crucify him for having a Taiwanese flag on the jacket in the latest movie he made. And they were going to take it out. Tom Cruise said, no.
Yeah, actually,
no,
I thought they took that off so that they could distribute in China.
No, they did not. He left it in, well, I don't know about China, but here in the United States, they left that. And then when I saw it, I looked for it, and they had the Taiwan flag on the jacket on the movie here released in the United States, Maverick. And Maverick had, in this one here in the United States, they kept the Taiwan flag on there. So I don't know what's going on, how they're going to play that in China, because, you know, that movie's already made a billion bucks. But here, Mike,
it's the top grossing film of all time now.
I believe so. But, you know, Mike, it's all about the power of money. But I will say, in that one sequence of his show, he showed all these it was incredible. I mean, you have to almost, like, look at it. Especially when I was at a really good seat. So I was, like, 50 feet off from the screen, not even that. And it's like, you could see, like, a message was being sent out to the audience. There's no question in my book. But whatever. And I thought it was really presented good in that regard. And, you know, it was a wake-up call, I think, to a lot of people in that audience. You know how our government is being run. And, you know, and look, he Roger Waters didn't hold no punches. He showed all the presidents, you know, from Reagan down to Biden, how they, you know, it was just really kind of presented well. But, again, the Jewish Federation here in South Florida were totally against him having a concert here in Miami. Totally.
Yes.
And they ran ads against this guy, boycott, boycott, boycott. So, whatever.
Well, obviously, that was a waste of money if he drew an audience of 17,000.
That's correct. That's correct. And by the way, that concert was supposed to be performed 2 years ago, and the tickets they had were in the radio station where they were giving them away, a bunch of them, because they canceled the concert because of COVID. They canceled
yes.
the original show that he was supposed to do here 2 years ago. So that's why the radio shows had so many tickets to give away, you know?
Yes.
And they were basically, you call in, you got a ticket. So it was really incredible. But I'm glad I went, too, believe it or not. And, I was almost back in the back. So I'm glad I did go because I got to give some good information out to the RBN audience. And, yeah, Mike, now getting back to what I got to also say, this now, when you look at the illegal immigration that is pouring in here right now, Mike,
yes.
I was just watching the news just now. And I don't know. I'm sure you're familiar with this. The accidents alone, the DUIs that have already been committed in the last 2 years, have you seen the death from traffic accidents
it's
in the last 2 years?
It's a huge number, yeah.
Well, yeah, they were talking about it on Breitbart. How
yeah, but it's
this
not
is,
the fault of the illegal immigrants. It's the fault of the car.
Well, no, yeah, exactly. But yeah, Mike, exactly. It's crazy. And I believe it's a 21-year record now. I mean, it hasn't had these kind of numbers in 21 years, according to what they say on the news. So,
yep.
Mike, and this is just the beginning. If this is going to happen now, can you imagine in the next year or two when they start bringing all their family members over here?
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to lead into multiple millions of more people coming here. Consumption, consumption, consumption. Consume,
yep.
consume, consume. And, you know, the food prices. Look at the electric bills. Look, Mike, this is crazy. This idiot is bringing all these people. But in the meantime, American people are getting stuck with these electric bills. And can you imagine the heating bills this winter, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah. It's drawing down our water, our electricity. Our infrastructure and the Democrats don't care. They're just going to make sure that these illegals will vote Democratic, to change the, voting demographic. And they're totally unconcerned about the long-term damage, to the nation as a whole. And it really kind of sucks. Anyway, listen, Tom, I've given you a big chunk of time here and
yeah,
I do
you.
Have other callers
thank
waiting
you.
On the line. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Frank in New York. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. Roger Waters was putting on a few concerts over there in Britain, I believe it was, when Julian Assange was locked up, trying to get him released. Okay?
Yes.
So I got to give that man credit. Mike, I got to disagree with you on the Pentagon. We won't go over it by, battle back and forth. But Charlie... what's his name there? Truth Hurts, Charlie Giuliani. He did a couple hour thing on that a few months ago, and I think that's pretty good. Now, Mike, I know a couple people took you to task last week when they said Baldwin should have checked the pistol, and I agree
yes.
with that. But now you've been on that kind of set. When they put
yes.
a blank in there, so when they shoot something, it sounds like something, and does in the blank look like a bullet? I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking you.
No, a blank definitely does not look like a real bullet, because a real bullet has the slug,
okay.
the whole thing is called a cartridge, and the part that flies out the barrel is the actual bullet. Blanks don't have that. Blanks will have like a little piece of cardboard to hold the powder in place, or sometimes they just crimp the brass case over. That's the kind we were using on Hawaii 5-0. And it's immediately obvious to anybody who knows guns the difference between a live round and a blank. But you've got to be careful even with blanks. That's what happened to Lee on the set of The Crow. They'd put a dummy bullet in the gun, and when they took the bullets out, the slug remained in the barrel. It came out of the brass casing, remained in the barrel.
Yeah.
They loaded a blank behind it, which effectively made a live round, and that's how he got killed. So you got to be careful even with the blanks.
I hear you. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that, because I know a couple of people took you to task, and justifiably so. But, I mean, not that you were wrong, but they were saying, hey, you got to assume a gun's loaded until you check it out. And Michael,
no, I agree
one
with
point.
That. We didn't disagree on that part. I just said that, other people were responsible. It was a chain of events that led to this tragedy, and Alec Baldwin was definitely wrong to not check the gun himself. He obviously does not know that much about handling guns other than posing. posing with him for the movies. I remember when he did The Shadow and he had those two automatic pistols and he was just out there, and you could tell from the way he was handling the guns, he couldn't have actually hit anything he was aiming at.
You know, Mike, he's one of the big gun grabbers, too.
He is.
And, Mike, one other point, if I may. You know, I think we are going to have an impending food shortage. You know, but people aren't aware of this, Mike, I don't think. But 90% of the weeds out there are edible, okay?
Yes.
You know, people can go online, get pictures, take, you know, of the weeds that you can't eat, the 10% to stay away from, you know, poison ivy, poison oak, and those things, because you don't want to touch them. But those other stuff are edible. So I would tell people, look, it, don't worry about the lawn and trimming this and doing that. Let the weeds grow wild, and then you'll have some food down the road, perhaps, when other people don't.
Yeah, that, you know, I mean, what's they call that in the Deep South, poke salad?
I don't know. Brother, but yeah. You know, I'm just saying that's something to keep in mind. You know, weeds are edible, 90% of them, and you know, if it comes to push comes to shove, I'd rather go with the weeds than other human beings. Okay, and thanks for taking the call, Mike.
I would agree with you on that one.
Okay, thanks
all right,
again,
well,
Mike. Have a great day.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to skip the last break, and we're going to go to Ed in Florida. Hello, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, on Trump, you know, the dividing corporatists or the district corruption, whatever way you want to put D.C., they're playing Trump like a banjo. And the fact of the matter is, these people think that MAGA is going to save us. First off, Trump did not get rid of any of the debt. And he put us deeper in debt. And the deep state didn't get rid of any of that. The deep state's
going to
get deeper.
I mean, look at how much debt Biden is running up. I mean, he makes, you know,
Trump looks like a
piker.
I'm not here trying to support Biden. I'm just telling you, Trump's not going to save us. At best, he's a speed bump in the road that they play like a banjo. So, you know, those people think that's going to happen, it's going to be saved. No, it's not going to happen. But and look at the one thing good about Trump was his appointees. At least he got us back to the 9th and 10th Amendment on abortion. But the bad part of it is he's all pro-Israel. He moved his stuff, and everybody, all the evangelicals were all pro-Israel.
You know, Biden is pro-Israel, too. I mean, you know, that's why
right,
Benny
I know they're
Gantz
both there. And
Ed, okay. You're calling here. You're bashing Trump. You're making accusations.
I'm not bashing Trump.
Ed, my turn. My show.
Okay.
Right. Yes, Trump did some bad things I don't agree with. But if we're going to be fair, we also have to compare that to Joe Biden. Now, you can't say that Trump is, in favor of Israel without also acknowledging that Joe Biden is very pro-Israel. Frankly, it's hard to find any politician anywhere in our entire government, you know, who is not being influenced by Israel. It's kind of a given background noise of our political system. And, Trump disappointed me in his first term in office. He didn't take care of the election mess. He paid for it in 2020. But on the other hand, you know, a lot of the things he tried to do didn't happen because of bureaucratic resistance. The people around him didn't want the changes to happen. It's like when John F. Kennedy wanted to destroy the CIA and nobody would go along with it. They just sat there and ignored his executive order.
Well, I agree with you on that point. On this point, the evangelicals all think that Israel is great. And here's the problem. Trump's appointees got rid of Roe versus Wade. Israel strengthened its abortions. They're more pro-abortion than any state we have.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's their choice. That's their country. They get to make up their mind. All the Supreme Court did with Roe versus Wade is return that decision to the states and the states'
right.
voters. That's how democracy is supposed to work. Some voters in some states are saying everybody should be able to get an abortion. Other voters in other states are saying, no, we want reasonable limits on it because of the question of just when does a fetus become a feeling human being. And that's a legitimate concern there. Anyway, Ed, we're getting close to the end of the show here, and I need to get to some other calls. So thank you very much. We're going to go to Steve in Florida. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I wanted to bring up something that I don't hear anybody talking about, but it has to do with the student loan forgiveness.
Yes.
I firmly believe that that's that, if they're going to forgive anything, the money should come from the colleges and universities, because they're the ones that benefited, you know, crazily from, you know, the overpriced tuition and whatnot. You know, it should not be the taxpayer to pay, you know,
I see your point. I don't want the taxpayers to pay for it, because you're basically you're going to have plumbers paying for the education of lawyers, and that really is not fair at all. And the ideal situation would be for the loan companies, those who provide the loans, to simply zero it out and take it off their taxes in coming years. Which ultimately, you know, the taxpayer is on the hook for those added taxes anyway. But again, education was turned into a racket because our entire banking system is dependent on everybody being in debt and paying interest on the money. And if all Americans were out of debt, the entire financial system would collapse.
Well, you do see my point. It is the universities that suckered these 18-year-olds. Well, not that they're blameless, but, you know,
it was the loan companies that were doing the suckering. They're the ones who were talking to the students saying, sign this loan paper, you'll get a college degree, you'll be able to pay this loan off in a few years, and peace and harmony will reign in the galaxy. So it's less the university than it was some questionable sales tactics by the loan companies.
Right. But, you know, I mean, just for the fun of it, I looked at my university that I went to. I looked at their portfolio, and it just amazed me at how much investments and so forth. But actually, you know, they were given student loans. Students were given student loans, and the colleges just raised the tuition prices.
Yes, they did.
And, you know, that money went directly to the university.
They wanted to force these kids onto the debt hook and jam them down as hard as they could. It was a racket. It really was. Anyway, Steve, we're almost at the end of the show. I want to take one more call. Dan in Washington, real quick, we're almost done. What's on your mind?
I've been trying to change the Republican Party since Pat Buchanan, you know, the Reform Party, and you had the Tea Party. They were all... Both of them were kind of vague on some issues. The Reform Party was for secure borders, but Tea Party was kind of wishy-washy. But I kind of agree with Jim. I'm not going to vote. I don't want to call him past Trump too bad, but I think if he gets elected, it's first thing we'll do is go to war with Iran. So out of vengeance for Soleimani, I'm not going to vote for Trump. Because I don't want Kushner in there running the country again. Trump should have known better.
My understanding is that Trump and Kushner are not as close as they once were, that Trump realizes that Kushner was the cause of many of the problems that Trump had to deal with.
I guess.
Oh, there's the music. Okay, whatever. Dan, I'm sorry to cut you off. There is the music, and stay tuned for the National Intel Report, rather, and... let's see. Mike is telling me right now who's taking the microphone. That's William Repelin is going to be on the microphone. Please go out on social media. Spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. Thanks to everybody who has. You are helping out tremendously during these very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
It will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.